following this breaking news.
Good morning. Thanks for listening in.
It's going to be nice weather here while the
really big stories on.
You're listening to the Today in San Diego podcast.
Hey, good to be with you on this Monday morning. Stephen Luke here. And not only are we starting off a new week, we are kicking off a new month. Welcome to March. It's going by quick, isn't it? 2021. And a bunch of news to get to this morning on the vaccine front. Not sure if you saw it over the weekend, probably on social media, if your teacher and law enforcement friends were posting, but they are in that first group now that is next up to be getting vaccinated over the weekend. It started on Saturday. Also, food and agricultural workers included here, which does include grocery store workers. Doses of a third vaccine on their way out to cities across America. This is the one made by Johnson & Johnson and approved on Saturday. So it could be arriving here in San Diego County very soon, with the first shots being given out tomorrow or Wednesday. As of this morning, get this, 1 in 5 people in San Diego County over the age of 16 have gotten at least their first dose of the vaccine now, and nearly 1 in 10 are said to be fully vaccinated. The East Village Vaccine Superstation has been a super disappointment lately, with a string of closures, and it's closed again today. Could be at least until Wednesday as well, because of a nationwide shortage of Moderna vaccines. That's the only kind that's given out at that particular site. No other county site, however, shut down right now because of the shortage. Some promising news with our latest case numbers, continuing a downward trend. 262 new cases reported on Sunday. That's the lowest number of new ones that we've seen since late October. And at just 2%, yesterday's positivity rate, also the lowest we've tracked in the past month. 19 new deaths, however, were reported. And so that brings our county's total number of deaths since the beginning of this thing to more than 3,300. 3,303 to be exact. Negotiations start in the Senate this morning on a $1.9 trillion pandemic relief bill proposed by President Biden. That bill passed in the House late Friday night. The bill includes $1,400 direct payments to most Americans, rental and unemployment assistance, and billions of dollars for reopening schools. There is also more funding for the vaccine rollout. A provision gradually increasing the minimum wage, however, to $15 an hour, is expected to be nixed by the Senate. Sheena standing by with your Monday forecast. Kind of chilly to start the day, Sheena. Good morning.
Good Monday morning. It's pretty chilly outside this morning, so you're going to need at least a warm coat. By the afternoon, another unseasonably warm day. It's going to be beautiful, though. Sunny, mid-70s at the coast, and sunny in the mid to maybe upper 70s for some spots inland. Tomorrow's still going to be warm and unseasonably warm for the inland valleys again until we hit Wednesday. So far, I'm watching a rain chance for Wednesday. We could see some scattered showers, but until we get there, and hopefully that rain helps our deficit, till we get there, just enjoy the sunny, warm weather for this time of the year in San Diego, because other parts of the country probably wishing they were here, Stephen.
Sheena, thanks. After serving San Diego for nearly 30 years, the iconic Ruby's Diner at the Oceanside Pier is closing its doors. The restaurant group shared this news on Facebook Friday, saying the Oceanside and Huntington Beach locations are closing for good, but some of their other locations across Southern California will remain open. The Padres are off and running with their first spring training game of 2021. They lost to the Mariners Sunday 5-4. It was the first game fans could see in person since March 11th of last year. They were able to be part of a small crowd allowed inside the Peoria Stadium there. The Padres will be playing the Cubs this afternoon. NBC's The Voice returns tonight to begin season 20 of the singing competition series. And Nick Jonas is going to be returning to the coaching ranks for his second go-round, joining stalwarts Blake Shelton, Kelly Clarkson, and John Legend. I love The Voice. That's going to be a great way to spend your Monday night. And if you haven't watched it yet, hey, it's never too soon. The Voice airing tonight at 8 o'clock right here on NBC7. Hope you have a great start to your work week, and we will talk soon.
Thank you for listening to Today in San Diego. For more from our team, search NBC San Diego wherever you listen to podcasts. And be sure to give us your feedback by leaving a rating and review.